As if the flu weren't enough, this winter there was a mysterious outbreak at a high school in New York that some theorize could all be in the victims' heads. Over a dozen girls and one adult at Leroy High School all reported the same very real symptoms of twitching, tics, and uncontrollable outbursts. But there is no known medical cause, and the bug may have been spread on Facebook by teens convincing themselves they were sick. A similar twitching outbreak struck 9 girls and a teacher at a Virginia high school in 2007, but investigation determined at least 6 of them were faking it. Fake outbreaks bred by the power of suggestion are a rare phenomenon, sometimes called mass hysteria. The Tanganyika laughter epidemic paralyzed people in part of what is now Tanzania with months of uncontrollable laughter in 1962. And another famous suspected example was the dancing plague that struck Strasbourg, France in the summer of 1518 and didn't end until several dancers had dropped dead. Mass hysteria belongs to a category of self-induced or imaginary ailments called factitious disorders, like that of Bethany Storo, who got on Good Morning America by splashing acid on her own face and claiming she'd been attacked. Or Ashley Ann Carrillo, who faked having cancer, even getting a won't quit tattoo. Pretending to be sick to get money is known as malingering, while feigning illness to gain sympathy or attention is called Munchausen syndrome, named after Baron Munchausen, an 18th century German nobleman known for exaggerating his exploits. It's also called crying wolf, and one of the dangers of constantly claiming to be sick is that if you really do get the flu, nobody believes you.